Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is from LifeSiteNews.com, and it was written by John Yalcevic. And it's a pro-choice reporter covering Gosnell trial, changes mind on abortion, is the title. Pro-choice reporter covering Gosnell trial, changes mind on abortion. May 8th. A pro-choice reporter who has been present in the courtroom listening to the testimony in the Gosnell trial has changed his mind on abortion, according to one of his fellow reporters. That's the power of the Gosnell trial, reporter J.D. Mullen told former Governor Mike Huckabee during a recent appearance on the Huckabee Show. Mullen, a pro-life columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times, has been present in the courtroom from the very beginning of the Gosnell trial. His regularly updated Twitter account has become the go-to place for breaking updates on the case. There is one journalist sitting in the courtroom who writes for a local publication who has told me that he's very liberal, very pro-choice, Mullen told Huckabee. But after sitting through the testimony in the Gosnell trial, he's reconsidered. He's changed his mind. Testimony in the case has featured former employees of Gosnell describing how hundreds of babies, many of them past viability, were born alive in the clinic only to have their spinal cords snipped by Gosnell or one of his assistants. Employees describe babies moving, breathing, screaming, and even swimming in a toilet after being born alive. For 40 years, abortion in this country has been waged in the court of public opinion. This is a court of law, and the testimony that comes out of there is under oath, Mullen said. None of the evidence is doctored. It's for real. It's a capital case, and the testimony of one witness is far heavier than all the pro-choice editorials and op-eds that have ever appeared in, say, the New York Times. Let's say this again. I want to read that again, listener. Listen to this. This is a court of law, and the testimony that comes out of there is under oath. None of the evidence is doctored. It's for real. It's a capital case. And the testimony of one witness is far heavier than all the pro-choice editorials and op-eds that have ever appeared in any, say, the New York Times. The pro-life activists have charged the mainstream media with ignoring the Gosnell trial over fears that public publicity will hurt the cause of legal abortion. Mullen suggested that the fears are well-founded. Gosnell pulls the curtain back from the inherent violence of abortion, Mullen said. You can't sit in that courtroom and learn about what abortion does to the unborn child and to the woman in many cases. You can't sit there day after day and week after week and listen to that testimony and not be changed and not have a change of heart or at least consider your position. The seasoned journalist told Huckabee that the Gosnell trial has been the worst story he's covered in his 26-year career. This is the worst on many levels, he said, not only because of what was going on in the Gosnell's clinic in West Philly, but also because of the indifference of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Department of Health, which did not inspect any of the state's 22 abortion clinics for 17 years. Mullen pointed out that Pennsylvania nail salons are subject to tighter regulations than abortion clinics. He also took pro-abortion former Governor Tom Ridge to task for suspending all inspections of abortion clinics for political reasons. Sure he did. Sure he did. You don't go and look for something because you're afraid you might see it. Governor Ridge has been silent on the Gosnell trial, Mullen said. I suggested that if the governor watches this program that he stop into courtroom 304 to see how his policy turned out. I suggest that if the governor watches this program that he stop into courtroom 304 to see how his policy turned out. I sincerely hope he does, interjected Huckabee. Mullen also described the surprise in the courtroom when Gosnell's attorney Jack McMahon abruptly rested his case last month without calling any witnesses. We were expecting another week, maybe 2 weeks of defense testimony, said Mullen. When McMahon announced that he rested his case, I saw a couple of jurors look at each other puzzled, added the reporter, because, you know, after 5 weeks of grisly testimony, you want the man who's accused of all his carnage to at least get on the stand to say, here's why I didn't do it, here's why this is all nonsense, but he didn't do that. And so we hear the story, good news, of one very pro-choice columnist changing his mind. I figured you'd want to hear that. God is still interested in opening people's eyes, folks. Don't ever underestimate the power of life. Don't ever underestimate the power of truth. Don't ever underestimate the hound of heaven. He uses even grisly, horrible stories of infanticide to open the eyes of even one reporter. God is full of grace and mercy, showing mercy to thousands. He's abundant in goodness and truth. That's the God you and I serve. And this is Pastor Bill bringing you good news. Exodus 34:6, Exodus 34:7 is good news. Thanks for listening.